one of his issues commands at a military parade. The Nigerian military is known for its colorful parades. But on the flip side, the military is also known for assaulting civilians. As of late, the media has been showing disturbing videos and photos of military personnel brutalizing Nigerians whom they are normally supposed to be protecting.
Gentlemen, you are shouting.
This video, which went viral on social media, shows a group of military cadets beating up a man for his failure to act fast when they ordered him to run. The man was made to kneel down and bled while they kicked him and gave him knocks, mainly to the head and the back of the neck.
Are you touching me? If you have emotions, I will death your mother.
The most aggressive of them was a female cadet who in less than 3 minutes delivered over 30 kicks, blows and slaps on the man. A portion of the video shows her dragging the man on the ground. Scenes like this are typical in Nigeria. Human rights activist James Ibo is involved in a campaign to stop soldiers from assaulting civilians. But he says they often get angry with him when he tries to educate them.
Like, I remember a case of a soldier beating a young man just in front of the office. And the children were crying, "Don't kill my daddy." And when I challenged the soldier, he mobilized his colleagues to attack me. We live in a country where those who, through our taxes, are positioned to protect us, abuse us, and destroy us.
Nigeria's Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Yusuf Burutai, says the army has taken steps to stop human rights violation by its personnel.
We have already established the human rights desk. All issues of human rights that have been forwarded to the attention of the Nigerian Army, we've investigated them and followed them to their logical conclusions.
But many ordinary Nigerians, like Joy Agbonifo, said the human rights record of the army is still as bad as ever.
There's nothing to show that the military is addressing human rights violation by its personnel. Soldiers are still beating people and inflicting injuries on them, and nothing is being done about it.
A parade by cadets of the Nigerian Defense Academy in Kaduna, northern Nigeria. Many Nigerians say if the military wants to effectively improve its human rights records, it is essential for institutions like this to teach soldiers civil conduct. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.